Grace and peace to you from God, our Father in heaven, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. This parable is one that you've heard many, many times. And you heard Deacon Tara share it with Anna. We know this parable. We know that seeds get strewn everywhere. And you know, when we read this parable, I think we know what it's all about. When Jesus told parables, many people didn't have a clue what he was trying to tell them. There are times that Jesus went off with his disciples alone and explained to them what he was trying to say or what that parable meant so they could have a fuller understanding. And rarely, this is one of those times that we have scripture that Jesus shares what the purpose, what the meaning of the parable is. You see, all too quickly, I believe, and you've probably heard sermons preached on this before, that you are the sower, that you are to be the one to scatter the seed here and abroad, share your faith, no matter where it falls. Am I right? Have you heard that? Jesus says that's not the meaning of this parable. Jesus gives the meaning and we choose to ignore it. One of the reasons pastors don't preach in parables is because we'd have to spend twice as much time explaining what we meant by it. I've had some people tell me that they prefer me to preach in parables. You want to be here for a couple hours? No. Anyway. So, when we get to Jesus' interpretation, Jesus focuses on what? The soil. Jesus focuses on the soil. What is the soil? Us, right? It literally is the path and the road, but figuratively, what Jesus is talking about us. And what about us? Jesus is talking about our heart condition, how receptive we are to receive the word. God is the sower. Seed in that day was pretty expensive. Probably if you talk to farmers today, they'd say seed is expensive yet today. But our God knows that there's an abundance of seed. And it's our God who casts this seed, seemingly to us, willy-nilly and wastefully. But there's a bigger lesson. The bigger lesson is for us to think about our heart condition. Which one of those soils represent us, or maybe people that we know? In the second service, right before the gospel, they sang the song that speaks to this parable. Lord, let my heart be good soil. And Deacon Tara said that in her message to Anna, right? That's our prayer. That our hearts would be good soil. That we would be receptive to the seed. The seed of God's unconditional love. The seed of God's forgiveness, the seed of God's grace. But it doesn't stop there. If you remember what Jesus said, the seed sprouted up in all cases. It just didn't last. And what did he say about the seed that falls on good soil? That it produced fruit, right? 160, whatever it was, 30, right? That means there's a call to action. That we don't just receive God's blessings and think, oh God, you're so good to me. And stop there. That's not the intent. The intent is maybe that other way that you heard that gospel is we continue to spread the seed by sharing our faith with others, by putting others before ourselves, putting our faith into action. Not simply be satisfied with God's love for us, but transformed, that we are changed, that we cannot help but share that good news of God's love with everyone we meet. And we do that by establishing relationships, by introducing ourselves to people we don't know, to deepen that relationship to the point that we are comfortable in sharing our faith with them. Any of you just go out and meet a stranger and say, "Do you know about Jesus?" Is that how we do it? That's not how we do it, right? We get to know the person. If we do it right, we want to learn more about them than what we want to tell them about us. It's about building relationship and deepening in it, understanding who they are, what's going on in their life. And we kind of look for those moments where their life and our lives intersect, where we've had similar experiences, and how God has blessed us, and to share that with them. Are y'all with me? Because it's my sense that we really don't do that very well, that we'd rather stay to ourselves. We are bombarded each and every day by ads on television, radio, social media about how terrible, and those ads have just the right product for us. Same thing happens with our politicians, right? Whether they're left or right or middle of the road, it doesn't matter. They all are instilling fear in us that there's something wrong with us, with the world, and that they have the answer. Oh, how I wish that were true. The real answer is to be good soil, to bear the fruit that God's called us to bear. You know the phrase, I am a child of God, called and gifted to make a difference in the world. That's who we are as the people of God. We're not to isolate ourselves. We're not to withdraw. We're not to buy into all that the world would tell us that there's not enough air, clean air, not enough clean water, not enough whatever it is. For we know from this parable, right, that there is enough. There's an abundance. God wants us to have life and to have it abundantly. And that's not just for us. It's for everyone. That's the message that we have. Isn't that good news, folks? Why aren't we all out there spreading that with everyone? Why is it that we prefer to find fault and things wrong in people rather than seeing the blessing that they are? To learn from them because we don't know it all, even though we think we might. We don't. This is Jesus' interpretation and meaning of this parable, that there is soil that's different. There are people that are different in our world who need the message of God's unconditional love for them. They need to be turned into good soil by our friendships, by our relationships, by our loving them. You see, the action that we're called to, this is a tough one. You hear it all the time, and you're going to say, oh, yeah, well, Pastor, yeah, that's what it's all about. But this is tough to truly put others before yourself. And even above that, to put God first in your life. It's not easy. It's a challenge that we have to step up to each and every day. We all fail at that. Your pastor fails at that. All people fail at that. And we should be comfortable because, isn't it Paul, who I think it was last week's reading, where Paul says, the very thing that I don't want to do, I do. That's who we are as human beings. But it doesn't mean that we give up, because God's love, grace, and mercy is this abundant seed that keeps coming our way. And we need only to act. May we, as the people of God, grow, produce, act on our faith, letting everyone we meet know that they are important, that they are loved by us, even though we don't know them. And in that way, continue the scattering of the seed and helping develop people into good soil. Amen.